The very first step to dealing with crisis is that I allow my mind to sail away just for a few moments, away from the situation, to a beautiful place in my mind where I can begin to feel the cool waters of peace inside myself. I take my mind to a place where I can relax and forget the world of stresses and situations. And I allow these waters of peace to calm me and to soothe me. To handle any crisis, it's essential that I know how to step away to a place of peace in my mind. And the second step is that I rise up to get a bigger perspective. And I look down as if I'm as high as a bird, seeing the situation from a higher perspective, going beyond the physical dimension. I can look down and see that not only is this situation a small speck of eternity, but this situation has a gift. It has a lesson to teach me. And when I can discover that lesson, I can unlock the key to growth. And instead of the crisis creating sorrow within me, I can use the crisis to create growth, to create a bridge to a new place in my being and in my life. And the third step of handling crisis is that I shower my feelings of peace and good wishes on everyone involved. If it's with family or friends, I send out peace to them. I send out the pure blessing that everything will work out for the best. If it's a crisis within myself, I send myself the vibrations of peace. And I assure myself that all will be well. I remember that everyone involved has an identity beyond the situation. And I remember that everyone involved is a soul. I remember that this situation will pass, and I stay in the peace of knowing that wisdom and peace are the greatest gifts I can bring to crisis.